Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for trivia on WCHL, and today is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
He's got a big smile, folks. Ear to ear.
Somebody was saying the other day, talking about some trivial information about some game that took place in 1975, and Bob Holliday, you remember Bob, right?
Yes.
Bob chimed
in and
said,
that comment was truncated.
Yeah, it was 47-32, and, you know, they scored with 16 seconds left, and I'm going, you know, my mind just doesn't work that way when it comes to sports.
Bob's mind is like a steel trap.
I can remember some trivial lyric from an obscure song that was recorded in 1965.
Right.
But I can't remember where I parked my car in the parking lot. but my mind does not work that way when it comes to sports or history or anything like that.
I got you.
Well, you're kind of like that.
Well, I mean, I'm okay. I'm not sure I'm in the same league with Bob Holliday. Bob was amazing.
Yeah, well, it's...
This is the same man who stalled my van out in the middle of an intersection in Philadelphia.
So I remember it quite well. It was a city of brotherly hate that day. When he found out what he had done.
Yeah, because remember we were all sitting in the room, half of us still asleep and what have you, and he kept walking back in going, how do you start your van? What do you mean?
And you had told him exactly what he needed to do because it had some kind of a fork with the ignition or something.
Bob took my van out into the middle of an intersection to go cover a news conference with the Final Four in 1981.
After you really didn't want him to in the first place.
Well, it's all right. I mean, you know, hey.
But
we were all there.
I digress.
So, you mentioned some incredibly elusive lyric from 1965, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but we're going back to 1961.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're doing number one hits.
Okay.
Here we go, folks.
That goes back a long way.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL. This tune topped the Billboard charts right now, this day, back in 1961.
Well, hand
named
it to
the
me.
Tune and the group of the single that I'm handing to Ron even as we speak.
Okay. Here we go. Listen to the sounds that we're putting down.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. Thanks for listening to Aaron Keck. Mornings on WCHL. Hope you'll start your day here. I'm on your radio with all your morning news. Plus, there's CBS at the top and bottom of the hour. Traffic and weather together. Sports, Art Chansky, Freddie Conger, Wayne Pond, D.G. Martin. And you'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL news team. Commentators, what you're saying in the street, hometown heroes, interviews with local folks you know, and more. Weekdays, 6 to 9, wake up with me, Ron Stutz, on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. And streaming live on our website, Appleboro.com.
A little early Motown music for you.
Yes, sir.
The Marvelettes. Marvelettes.
Please, Mr. Postman.
Beatles did a good version of that later.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
It was the Marvelettes' first single, and it was on the Tamla label, which was a subsection of Motown.
That's right.
And therefore became the first Motown song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart. Mm-hmm. And it also hit number one simultaneously on the R&B chart. And it also, in 1975, went to the top when the Carpenters did a remake of it.
That's right. I never was all that crazy about that.
No.
I liked the way the Beatles did it.
Beatles did a nice cover.
Because it needed to be more up-tempo.
Yeah.
You know, and the Carpenters kind of slowed it down.
Yep. But that was the Carpenter style.
Yeah, exactly.
Rainy Days and Mondays.
And Karen Carpenter had a beautiful voice.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
No question.
Sad what happened to her.
It was. Well, there's a joke that comes to mind, but I'm not going to.
No, don't do that. I know it. Don't go there.
It would be very insensitive of me.
Don't go there.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Well, please, Mr. Postman.
I'll send you a note in the mail.
Okay.